Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries present Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to wrap up our thoughts this week on St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1. We looked at all week, taking a look, reaching into the Word of God, trying to listen and have an ear for the promises of God, having an ear for understanding who God says we are, being able to lay hold of what He indeed has done in us so that we can see it and we can begin to live by it on a daily basis, to begin to speak about it, talk to ourselves about it, talk to God about it, to speak about what God has done to others. Our Lady, when, you know, of course, she went to see Elizabeth, the Magnificat, that beautiful exhortation, that prayer that Mary declares, you know, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. So Mary spontaneously speaking to Elizabeth, she just wants to declare the greatness of God. She wants to magnify the Lord, she said. She was confident what was happening in her. I mean, it was a unique grace, obviously, unfolding in her. But what did she say? She said, the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. Everyone who is baptized into Christ can say that very same thing. That's what Paul's been talking about here. Oh, we're just in this beautiful first chapter of Ephesians. We covered one chapter, and he's declaring who we are, friends. And in this time of constant search and obsessive search for identity in the culture, the false identities, the deception that's out there, the lies that are out there about what it means to be a human being, what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman, where do we find satisfaction, all of this, where do we find a clear and a secure identity? Look, when human beings are making it up as we go along, and we've got this proliferation of definitions of what it means to be human and how we're going to find happiness and what kind of identity, you can just see, friends, that it's not satisfying. It's made up. It's make-believe. The creature can't make it up. We didn't make ourselves. We don't even know how we got here. We're not the origin of our own lives. God gave us life. And we long for something so much greater, so much more dignified than all the stuff we can make up in this world that never fully satisfies. And then when it doesn't satisfy, we blame other people for it. Well, it's because you don't accept me. It's because you're not celebrating me. Things like that. And this is not true. It's another deception. Only God can tell us who we are in a way that will absolutely satisfy us. And full absolute satisfaction often doesn't happen in this life, but approaching it, moving in it, going deeper in it, yeah, for sure that happens. And that is our destiny, because we won't come into full satisfaction and fulfillment until we actually see the face of God. And that's where we're going. By God's grace, as St. Paul reminds us here. Again, just all the wonderful things we can say and should be saying about ourselves, like Our Lady said to Elizabeth. Because just like her, we can say, why do I want to magnify the Lord? Why is my spirit rejoicing? Because the Mighty One has done great things for me. And holy is His name. Wow, what He's done for me. A weak, broken, sinful human being. Yeah, my circumstances are tough. Yeah, my health isn't great. Yeah, things in this world aren't working out maybe the way I'd like them, but I know I'm just passing through. I'm a man on a journey. I'm a nomad of faith in this world. I know where I'm going. I'm not just wandering around looking for some place to lay my head. I know where my life is ultimately headed. And I don't have an expectation that this world is heaven or that I've got to get everything that's here. Because everything that it's here is often means an accumulation of stuff that constantly reminds me that somehow I'm special. Bigger, better, right? That's what life's about. The bigger and the better everything can be, then I know that I'm a somebody and I'm living and I have some sense of reinforcement that my life is better, especially through, what is it that St. Thomas Aquinas said something about, you know, the happiness of comparative advantage. I look at myself in comparison to other people, and it gives me some sense of happiness and satisfaction because I can add up the trophies, or I can add up the bank account, or I can add up the options I have in my life and the goodies, and I can say, well, at least I got a lot more than they do. And therefore, my life is good. Therefore, I can be happy in some way. That's fool's gold. I mean, you certainly can give you some kind of satisfaction, but it's not the big stuff. It's not the superior pleasures of God that we were made for, friends. And here the saints are, and here's Paul telling us, reminding us. Again, I'm going to review here real quick just a few thoughts from the week, you know, beginning in verse 3. God the Father, through our Lord Jesus Christ, has blessed us. So you can say, I've been blessed. Declare it every day, I've been blessed. I'm a blessed man. I'm a blessed woman. And I've been blessed with what? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Do I have it all now in fullness? No, but I know I'm getting a taste. And it's been given to me by a down payment, this blessing. And I'm receiving the blessing because God chose me, not because I earned it. I have been chosen for blessing by God. Isn't that beautiful? And you can receive it, friends, and live in it and be strengthened by it no matter what circumstance you're facing in life. And I've mentioned before on the program, one of the heroes in my life is Cardinal Tomkevičius from Lithuania, who is still alive, friends, and he was, during communist time, was thrown in the gulag, you know, in prison out in Siberia somewhere. And he was there, I think, for 9 years, maybe seven, but I think it's nine. And he told me at one point, he was such a joyful man. I said to him after, he was so rare, I said, Bishop, how are you so joyful after all that you've lived through? And it surprised me. He said, you know, Peter, in some ways, in a very strange way, it may sound hard to believe in so many words. He was saying, the time that I had there in the gulag might have been one of the happiest times of my life. So why? Because the Lord was so close. I could like smell his breath. His power and his presence, his consolation was so real. In those terrible, horrible circumstances, he found the superior pleasure of knowing Christ Jesus. And he was strengthened. And he came out of there a strong man, a sane man, instead of a broken man. A man filled with so much joy and so much hope, and came back to his people, and he served them to this day with joy and fervor. I think he's retired now. But that's real. He came into the awareness and the experience of what God has given to him. And Paul went on to say, not only he chose you for a blessing, to be blessed, to make you holy and blameless before him, to make it possible for you to enter into the holy place, to be a child of God. How? Through Jesus. That purpose, he said, was fulfilled. And you receive the glorious grace. What does that mean? This gift of being able to share the life of God. And so it's a gift, friends, we have to receive. We have to open up this gift, and we have to take it. You know, what's been given to us, and live in it and accept it. And I ask the Holy Spirit, show me more and more what this means for my life. How can I walk in this gift and embrace it fully the way God wants me to? He says, this gift has been lavished upon us. This riches of God's grace, which has been given to us. And Paul said, as we see it, we grow in it, then I know that I'm destined and appointed. Friends, you have an identity, you have a purpose, you have a destiny. It's been given to you by God. You've been destined and you've been appointed by God himself to live for the praise of his great glory. The glory that you've begun to experience. The glory is what? God's renown, God's power, God's beauty, God's presence, God's goodness. And by the gift of the Holy Spirit, you actually, it's not just data on a paper. These realities start animating your heart and your soul, your mind, and they're real. And the glory of God begins to come on you in this life. And you literally share in it. It's so beautiful. Why? Because you've been sealed, he said. You could say, I've been sealed. What? With the promise of the Holy Spirit. I have a guarantee, he says here, that's an inheritance. I'm a man. I'm a woman. I've begun to inherit the glory that belongs to God. I've begun to inherit the promise that's been given to me. Friends, lay hold of it. Go deeper. You can live your whole life barely even knowing that you have it. And when that's the case, you're not drawing on it. You're not experiencing the wonder and the power and the love and the glory that's in that inheritance. You got too many other things on your plate. None of those things fully satisfy you. Ask yourself when you lay your head on the pillow if these things you're running after and trying to find your happiness in, be honest with yourself. Is it fulfilling? Do I feel whole? Do I know who I am? Am I rock secure in God, being sealed in the promise? And now I'm called to live for the praise of his glory. And Paul saying, praying, Father, these things I pray that my brothers and sisters would have a deep revelation in the core of their being, deep in the heart, an awareness of the hope that's theirs, the inheritance they've received in the saints, and the immeasurable greatness of his power that's in us who believe. We have accessed the life of Jesus Christ by his mercy through faith, being baptized into him and saying yes and believing not only the facts of what Jesus has done, but entrusting our lives to him and saying, yes, his promises, his word to me is true. And there's a power in that when we live in it and walk in it, and it becomes the source of our identity and our strength. And the immeasurable greatness of his power, it's that powerful in us because what it is, we're being united to the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And that's the greatest power this world has ever seen. It's greater than all the nuclear bombs on the planet combined, because all they do is blow things up. They don't lead us to eternal life. They don't allow us, enable us, empower us to explode the power of death itself. And they don't bring a light. They haven't bring a light that for a time, but it's also, it radiates something that destroys and kills. The resurrection from the dead is the resurrection of Jesus, the light of the world that radiates and brings life. And that radiant power, that unstoppable power is in us because we're in him. And the only place it can be found is in him, in Jesus, died and risen and at the glory at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. And Paul continues in chapter 3. He goes back and prays again. He says, for this reason, I now bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with his might through his spirit in the inner man. Lord, strengthen all of us with the might that comes to us through the Holy Spirit in the core of our being. He goes on to say in verse 17, chapter 3, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love may have the power to comprehend with all the saints that which is the breadth, length, and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Paul's praying that can happen. He's praying as a man who's on his knees, he says right here. He's bowing down before the Father, and he's praying this prayer because Paul knows this reality. It's not just a pipe dream for him. He's experiencing it right here on earth. And he's praying for the brethren to come into that reality. Holy Spirit, I pray for all those who are listening today, especially those who are farthest away and are carrying the greatest weight. I pray that you lift the weight. I pray, Lord, that you would grant them today to be strengthened in the inner man, inner woman, in the heart, in the core of her being, in a spirit of knowing the love of God which surpasses all knowledge. God bless you, friends. Have a good weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.